Let's press pause. I've got a 5-minute Jesus for you. In his provocative parable of the Good Samaritan in Luke chapter 10, Jesus tells how a Jewish man was robbed and left for dead on the road between Jerusalem and Jericho. It's an ancient road still visible and walkable to this day. I'd love to take you there sometime. A temple priest walks past in Jesus' story, unwilling to assist. A Levite, who's a priestly assistant, also walks past and does nothing. Then a Samaritan turns up. He stops and cares for the man. He bandages his wounds, pays for lodging in a local inn, and returns later to check on the patient and to pay for any further expenses. As a result of this parable, we now use the proverbial Good Samaritan to mean someone who does similar acts of charity. But one of the keys to the story in Jesus' day is that Samaritans were the ethno-religious enemies of the Jewish people. Jesus and his first followers were all Jews, right? So by making a Samaritan, not a fellow Jew, the hero of his parable, Jesus was simultaneously critiquing his own people for not living up to God's commandments, and he was insisting that his followers were to show their compassion across ethnic, cultural, and even religious boundaries. Jesus ends the parable with the stark statement, "Go and do likewise." See, that's the point. Christians are to cross ethnic and cultural boundaries with their lives, their compassion, and mission. And this became one of the genuine peculiarities of Christianity from the time of Jesus to today. There were very few specific cultural badges people had to wear in order to be Christian. There was no sacred language that adherents had to learn. There were no dietary laws or dress code. There were no particular careers Christians should avoid, apart from the immoral ones. Nor were there categories of people, racial, creedal, or even moral, that believers shouldn't eat meals with. After all, Jesus himself had been known as the friend of sinners. The church also had no distinctive ethnic profile. See, Christianity started for its, first 5 to 10 years amongst Semitic peoples, Galileans and Judeans. But within about 20 years, it was embraced by Indo-Europeans in Asia Minor, Greeks and Italians, as well as North Africans. Within 200 years, it had spread amongst Arabs, Gauls, that's the French, the Spanish, and the Celts of Britain. Even today, you'll find roughly equal numbers of Christians in, say, Europe, 26%, Latin America and the Caribbean, 24%, and sub-Saharan Africa, another 24%. And according to Pew Research, the largest cohort of professing Christians, even in the US today, is women of color. Crossing boundaries from Jew to Samaritan and far beyond has been a Christian specialty from the beginning. You can press play now.